What's good, everybody? Robin in here checking in. We back in the purple room with it on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. You already know Chicago's top podcast of 2023. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Anywhere I'm at, you know that's where you need to be. And today I'm super excited to have my guest in the building. Now, for one, I'm a big fan of VHS, period. Okay? I fucks with the whole gang. VHS Club is lit. So I'm super excited to have, what, the co-founder? Damn! That's the boss man, y'all. We got Red Cloud in the building.
Vice President.
Yes.
What's up?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Yeah, I'm proud to be a part of this show. I've been waiting to get on here. So
yes, as you should.
We got a lot to talk about.
We do. This was long overdue. Definitely long overdue. So I'm happy you were able to make it. So you in town, basically, because you don't even live out here.
Nope.
Which I didn't know.
I had to touch down real quick. I'm back. Had to check on the gang. Mm-hmm. Got to get some things squared off with the rest of the albums on the slate for this year for the label. So, I got touched down. I had to chop it up with my guy, Sos. Shout out, Sos. Shout out, Rich, the whole gang.
Definitely shout out the whole gang, for sure. Yeah. So you came in from Arizona.
Yeah.
So you in Phoenix now.
Yeah, I'm in Phoenix now with it.
How long have you been out there?
So it's about a year and a half now. Out there doing my thing as an entrepreneur, but, you know, I hold many hats. So had to take one hat off, had to come back, put another hat on. So I'm just getting right now.
Nice. I feel that. So I know you were saying you wasn't feeling the weather. It's cold and it's rainy. You've been out there in the sun.
Yeah. I miss the sun. I miss the 80, 90, 100 degree weather. It's cold here. I'm from the Midwest, but it is cold here.
Oh, so you bougie now that you live in Arizona.
I'm sorry. I'm used to seeing palm trees. I'm looking at these regular standard trees.
That's
crazy. I'm like, it's leaves everywhere.
You better take these pine trees.
Come on, man. Get these things out of here. We need some palm trees around here.
Definitely. No, I feel that. But you are from the Midwest, born and raised.
Yeah, born and raised from Peoria. I'm actually from Peoria, Illinois. So
okay.
Even coming all the way out here is a little mission, you know what I'm saying, a little drive. But I got a lot of people out this way, like North Chicago, all the way up here at Gurnee. So, yeah, man, I'll be everywhere with it.
Yes, everywhere. Global with it.
For real.
So we definitely got to get into just you and your music and the whole VHS, you know, brand and how that came to be. So first off, growing up for you, I got to know, who was your favorite artist?
Growing up, I probably had to say Wayne, 50 Cent, Kanye. Them probably like my three. But like as I kind of got into middle school, you know, we had got introduced to like T-Pain. T-Pain was fire.
Her.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out T-Pain.
T-Pain stand.
For real. Like, you know, there was other artists that came and went along the way that I appreciated their music. You know what I'm saying? What they was doing. So yeah, them some of my favorite ones. Then like obviously you get into high school, so you got more like Wiz Khalifa. You get Drake. You know, ASAP Rocky.
Mm.
So like all of them, like, so it's, I guess, different time periods in your life, you know, picking up different artists and stuff. But
nice.
But yeah, that's them some of the people I rock with. Like, probably shout out some of the producers, like Metro. That's my guy right there.
Metro is a legend though. He definitely.
Yeah, like people don't know he was doing this like early in the game, like with Gucci, like when he was just a shorty. So yeah, Lex Luger, Timbaland, Kanye. The list goes on and on. There's so many dope like producers, like Pierre Bourne. I fuck with him too. Mm. Sizzle, 808 Mafia. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but I gotta shout out some of them because there was some people that I'm influenced by.
Like, that's a nice lineup. That's a nice diverse lineup. So you have a lot of influences, definitely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what was the first moment for you where you really got into music? Like, did you have songs that you used to write and kind of, you know, maybe rap to yourself? Or what was, like, that first moment you like, man, I'm going to go ahead and get into this music bag?
So I was really interested in being a DJ. Mm-hmm. I was going to be a DJ. And I had bought, like, my parents had bought me this little set. And I was, like, really trying to get into the music. And then I went through a small period where I was trying to, like, write songs. Like, I went from trying to write poetry to write songs. I feel like there's correlation, so.
It definitely is.
Yeah, so I try to give it a go, but it didn't, like, go anywhere. So I had came back to the DJ.
He said it
didn't like, I was trying to, but that even that writer, like, career is hard, too. Like, to get people like, hey, bro, like, you think you rap this song? Like, not everybody into that. So
yeah.
But yeah, then I had linked up with Rich. It was freshman year of college and shit. And that man, he's producing and shit. I'm like, damn. It's like, it's kind of like DJing, but you're not like mixing like songs together. You creating a song, like the vision and shit. So I was like, yeah, like I gotta tap in. So when I locked in with bro, that's when like, you know what I'm saying? He really taught me to roast, like the basic roast of this stuff. Like, so yeah, that's bro right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Rich.
Shout out Rich. Definitely. Shout out Rich. That's game for sure. Definitely. So you're self-taught.
Yeah, for the most part, like, I say a lot of that, like, obviously you gotta teach yourself, but I luckily had bro who been doing music longer, so he was able to just kind of like show me the guidelines.
Okay.
All right, this how you kind of do it. So it allowed me to kind of like in between those spaces of like picking up stuff just to insert myself. So like that's what I ended up doing. Ended up building my own sound, which people don't understand. Like that stuff take a long time to do. Like to build your sound, know what you want to do. It's just like how a rapper is, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to find the right gimmick for yourself, as they would say. So but yeah, I've been going hard for a minute though. Dang, back to like I said, probably about like 17, 18. So.
And see, that's why having a team is important. That's why having genuine people that fuck with you and your craft is important.
Yeah,
I think that's super dope.
Well, you know, you always like, you more of a threat when you in numbers versus if you like, you isolating you by yourself. Like most situations, people don't understand, like they try to isolate you because that's the easiest way to get you to like, whether you sign a deal you wouldn't necessarily sign or you doing stuff you wouldn't necessarily do, it's easy to get you to comply when it's just you. Versus like when you got a team and you got all these different characters and moves and stuff, like it's hard to like, you know, rattle a cage in a sense. Like, so yeah, you're always like more strength when you got numbers. People don't understand that though. Like, like, oh, I do it by myself. I don't need y'all. Like,
be
bro,
stressed
you need
out.
Yeah,
stress the fuck out.
In a horrible contract too. Like,
true.
You had me to do your beats for free, bro. But you thought you could do it without me. Like, go ahead, go crazy. So you
definitely right about that though. You definitely need a team or some sort of creative tribe. I feel like of people you can trust and come to. So that's dope. You need that. Yeah. And y'all like a whole little brotherhood. I feel like Robin needs to be inducted into VHS Club. I feel like I need some VHS name as well. So I'm putting that out there in the universe.
All right, we're gonna get you right. We're gonna get you right.
So Red Cloud.
Yes.
Where did that name come from?
So Red Cloud originated probably like around like the 2017 time. I felt like I was leaving out of like what I was originally doing, like when I was producing, and like I just felt like I needed a change of scenery, like name wise, like what I was doing sound wise. So I felt like I had to rebrand myself. So like, I went through like a small point of time, like where it was like me versus the world. So that's where like Red Cloud like came from. I felt like I was always like, I felt like I was a madman, like on some yay shit. Like, you know how like he just be going around saying crazy
just,
shit, like
he turned up.
Yeah, just doing him. Like, so like Red Cloud was like kind of like an alter ego of myself, like where I was like taking on the world, like fuck the world type shit. That Tupac shit. Like, so yeah, but then like I was able to like control that person, morph it into all these other things, and then now that's who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm Red Cloud. So yeah, it's just, I'm a visionary. You know what I'm saying? Like Mozart.
Okay, visionary.
Yeah.
Red Cloud. I was a little concerned. I ain't gonna lie. Red Cloud. I was like, damn, that seemed a little angry. That seemed a little, you know.
I had to tone the image back. You know what I'm saying? Because the name is very like, but you want something that kind of stand out.
That's
I feel
true.
Like.
You do.
So like, especially as a producer, when I'm not. I don't spit no bars. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not doing the song. I'm just, I'm building the idea. It's all about what you gonna do with it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I had to tone the image back. You know what I'm saying? Kind of, I'm a very friendly person and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
pretty laid back dude.
Okay, Red Cloud.
Yeah.
Don't piss him off, y'all, because he got the Hulk capabilities. I don't know. He said he toned it down a little bit.
I toned it down.
Man. Said he toned it down a little
shit.
Bit. So then what's the thought process or creative process that goes into when you're making the beats? Like, are you inspired by something you see or maybe something you heard before, or do you just go in and just get to creating shit?
I feel like it's a multitude of things. Like, it's... For predominantly speaking, I think a lot of times I'm just hearing stuff in my head all day. Like, so a lot of it is just like what I figure out, like, okay, do I really like this sound? Okay. It's like, let me go ahead and like, it's like a painter. Like, you keep, you, you see images in your brain all day, but you ain't picked up a brush and did anything. So, like, a lot of times it's just, like, whatever is coming to the mind, that's what I'm painting on my canvas. So, like, that's more of, like, the creative, like, hookup that I have. I would say there are some times where I will build an idea, like, so I, like, how I do projects and, like, you know, doing these songs and everything, it's kind of like how, like, I'll say, like, Drake do, like, where he got a theme for every, like, album, a sound for every album. But, like, I kind of treat this shit like movies. So, like, it's, like, different projects tying to other projects, like, sound-wise. And I just got a consistent, like, motion picture I'm trying to keep going. So, like, with this style, with Love Language, it's, like, I use EPs to kind of break down, like, how my sound was changing. So then you got Rehab, then you got Look Alive, and then now you got Anonymously To You. Where, like, if you even listen to that, like, it's a trickle down. It's leaving that, like, that trap, like, that whole rap sound. And I'm kind of, like, birthing, like, some R&B version of myself now. So it's, like, yeah. So it's just, like, you know, going through the motion. But it's just, like, every project I've ever been associated with, that's how, like, I treat it. Like, it's in a series, like a book series, like a movie series. Like,
nice. That's yeah. dope. I like that. I like the way you describe that, definitely. So as you kind of move into this R&B side of you, how do you feel like you've grown as a producer from when you first started to right now?
I will say the biggest thing that I've seen in myself is taking what, like, rappers do, like the rapper route, like trying to work with other people and stuff like that, and really, like, gaining knowledge of, like, what it takes to, like, do a song with somebody, like, put the best song together, have a true vision for the song, like, you know, just heavy emphasis on networking and, like, really making strong connections with people across the globe. I think that's the biggest thing producer-wise I did, like, not necessarily sound, because I feel like, I'm not saying my sound is my sound, but I feel like, in a way, I kind of, like, perfected what I did, so it's all about doing different iterations of it.
Nice.
So, like, I think the networking was the biggest thing, because even though I'm a social outgoing, like, individual, I just didn't feel like I was really hitting that pinnacle with trying to do songs. Like, you got to have a good relationship with an artist. You got to know what an artist does. You got to, like,
right.
you know, and then a lot of times people may not have the same vision you do. So now I got to sit here and, like,
right.
really explain to you, like, okay, this is the idea. This is how I did the song. Like, this is how I harmonized. Mm-hmm. This is what I thought of the hook or the chorus. Like, so a lot of that is just, I don't know, like, I felt like that was my biggest growth, like, as a producer, rather than necessarily the sound, because you got to think about it, the game is kind of maxed out. So what can we really do, you know, on a production yeah. aspect? Like, even when we do something different, I feel like the critics always got something negative to say.
That's true.
So it's like, sound-wise, I mean, come on now, what really more can we do? Like, it's like, so I feel like your vision for what you're doing, you got to take it to another level. I feel like a lot of times, like, artists and producers aren't working together to take a song and an idea to another level. Like, yeah, bro, we made this, but can we make something better than
yeah,
that? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, a lot of, like what you asked me previously, like, mm-hmm. cook-up process, that's what it is. Like, okay, yeah, bro, we got these songs, but what can we do differently? Like, what can we, like, with this song, how can we take this song and make it a better idea? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A vision for it. So that's, like, that's really a lot of what it is. So I would say grow for myself.
Thanks.
Like, shoot, I'm sitting here doing an interview. I wouldn't have done this, like, 2 years ago. I'd have been like, look, bro, I'm a producer. I'm behind the scene.
Yeah.
This is why I executive produce everything. Like, yeah, I'm responsible for all this sounding like this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just kind of demand behind the scenes. Like, you don't get credit unless it's amongst your peers. But, you know, I was cool with that. But I feel like now what I'm trying to do more, I do need to get my face out there.
Yeah.
Like, people know who I am. Plus, I'm, you know, vice president, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
people
saying, got, yeah, we got to know. We got to know the bosses. So. We got to know the faces.
So,
we got to know the bosses.
Yeah, I got to get out of these streets, as you would say, a little bit more. Like, got to get to it.
Dope. No, I love that. And, you know, you're very, like, intentional with everything you do, like, with your music and the relationship with the artists. Like, that's a big thing to have. Like you just said, the producers and artists, like, they not really vibing out, they ain't really coming up with an idea on a sound, like, they're just doing something for the sake of maybe the artist or the producer. So we also talked a little bit earlier too, just like about TikTok and shit like that. So, like, in terms of that, how do you feel as a producer when you see these songs that don't really have that substance become these, like, viral sensations?
Well, I think the last like four to five, maybe 4 years, music has been in a mockery state. So it's like every year it seems like music get worse and worse. It's like, and you got all these, no offense to no other ethnicity that do rap and hip hop, but you got all these other people that ain't really like a part of the culture.
Yeah.
But they definitely leeching off and, you know what I'm saying, doing all that. And they ain't doing nothing but dumbing it down even more. Mm. So it's like, it's an insult to all the, like, the people prior to them that was really doing something in this music game. So for myself, I just be like, the music be trash. Like, it's a reason why I only got 30 seconds of it and I only like that 30 seconds of the song. Because the song is trash. You just had a good little whatever part in the song, but I'm not really a fan of none of that stuff I see on TikTok or anything like that. Like, no shade to Coi Leray.
You say you're not a fan, huh?
But, like, I think she whack, too. Like,
what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No shade to her. But
so what is it? You think it's like... No, because let's keep it a buck.
Like...
It's a lot of...
She ain't made one good song. She had that one song with Dirk, and that was it. She ain't had no other song.
She ain't made no good songs.
She been trying to go hard with it. I appreciate her ambition, but she ain't got talent like that. Niggas need to start telling motherfuckers when they ain't got talent. I'm sorry.
Like, so is she like an industry plant? Would you say she's just like a product of connections?
I would say more of that. Because her dad wasn't nobody Benzino, wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody in the industry. So ain't nobody definitely giving her no handouts. Like, unless she doing some strange or some change. Like, I mean, that about it. But I think she's just a product of the system. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a stepchild of the game. So they might give you a chance type shit.
Yeah. So what about Ice Spice?
I mean, you know what Drake said. She a 10, but she better on mute. Like, so it's just, I think all that, like, that ratchet music that they pushing, once again, it's like, it's an insult to, like, what the subcategory of hip-hop and rap. Mm. Like, we need to change this shit to something else, because they ain't even that no more.
Yeah.
Like, I was disappointed in Sexy Red and Drake team, like, why'd y'all put her on a song with SZA, let alone that beat? And then her opening bar was "Bend Over and Let That Pussy Breathe." I was like, cool. That shit was horrible. I'm sorry. Like, Drake was bogus for even releasing it.
It's sad. I mean, like we was talking about a little bit before, it's just like, yeah, there's an agenda that gets pushed. And then once the agenda takes off, they just think that's what everybody wants. We're going to put more of this. We're going to get y'all more of that. But that ain't even right. The vibe. Mm-hmm. That ain't even an accurate depiction. Like, and I'm not shitting on any of the new female artists. Like, it is what it is. But, right, I am not a fan of Sexy Red at all. Like, but I feel like nowadays, it's a lot easier for people with no talent to get on.
I mean, yeah, you just gotta have a BBL in your tummy tuck.
Sexy Red ain't got no BBL.
Shit, hey, I don't know what she been doing since she got on, but that ass been getting fat. I don't know what's been going on. She ain't got no BBL. She might have had an injection or two. I don't know.
It's the agenda, though. So, yeah. Like, you know, since there is, like, a main agenda that gets pushed, does that ever make you feel pressure to make a certain type of sound? Or are you like, no, I'm going to keep doing my shit?
So, speaking on the agenda, right, I'm working on an R&B tape. Man, it was so hard to get an accumulative, like, let's say, like, 12 girls. It was hard to find really 12 good singers because every female now wants to rap. Mm-hmm. And I don't have no hate for that. Like, all the up-and-coming female artists, I support them because there are some fire ones. But you got the other ones that are, like, you taking up too much space. So you making that sound overall is, like, I don't care for it, even though there are a couple good, you know, in the bunch. So... I feel like the agenda doesn't change me or, like, scare me off. I'll still work with people, but a lot of it is every time I do work with somebody new is we're doing something different from your sound. Like, that's cool. You got that in your catalog, but when you work with me, we finna make something different that you ain't ever released before. So then when you do put it out, both sides of the fan base can really vibe with it because it's like, well, this kind of like what some bro do, but it's different because this a newer artist in there for her people, they be like, why the fuck she ain't been working with this? You know what I'm saying? This dude. So it's like, I don't know. I guess that's my whole perspective on it. Like I said, once again, I am who I am. So I won't bend for nobody else.
Yeah.
I mean, we can meet in the middle and bring our creativity ideas together. But everything else, I'm like, I don't feel no pressure. Like, oh, I got to work with a Sexy Red type artist to stay relevant. Because I make what we call feel good music. Like, it's true music, so that shit resonate with you. That's not really alive in music no more. You know, people just talk about being high as hell. That's about it. Or thought out. So it's just like, I don't know. I feel like when you vibe with my music and my sound, you be like, yo, like, I fuck with this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot of independent music, but bro doing something different. It's like, I'm a producer. Like, I ain't even rapping type shit. Like,
no, I definitely rock with that. But we gotta have more conversations like this, because it'd be a lot of y'all producers that write scared to tell somebody when they need to just hang that shit up.
Nah.
Or when they need to try something different. Like, I think that's true. Like, you know, not being afraid to do something different, that could give you like a number one hit, or just really help you find your sound even more. I feel like a lot of people are even, you know, delivering music a certain way that don't even fit them. Like, they trying to sound a way that it don't even sound right.
Mm-hmm. I think for artists nowadays, what they need to really take into consideration is having a good team, especially like a small, like, knit circle rotation of good producers. Mm-hmm. Like, the one thing that can happen with working with somebody too much, y'all are too entwined with y'all sound. So when you try to break off and work with somebody, the fan base may not be receptive to it, or two, it's more of like, we've been working together for so long that, like, we kind of hurt, like, our potential career to go off and do something else.
Yes.
Like, so, like, when you got a good rotation of, like, other producers, it's keeping my sound fresh. It's keeping bro's sound fresh. Mm-hmm. But then when you put all of us together, you got a really good album rather than I produce everything. Because that do take a lot out of you. Like, it'll burn you out. Like, you making so many songs. Like, you know, I made bro tape. And, you know what I'm saying? I made... You know, bro over here take, you know, Rich, Walk, like the whole game. So after a while, like, people don't understand this, but I'm really the only producer that produced on a mass for VHS Club. Like, so, like, I mean, we got Reese, we got my little brother Matt, but they produce, you know, more of in a small capacity, and Reese more of like a producer for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got all his own clients that he worked with and everything. So it's like, but just for the club, like, yeah, I do all of that. So at a point, like, that shit had got me burnt out. Like, but, I mean,
I can imagine.
The gang, you know what I'm saying, been finding other people to work with. Like, I know you heard VHSP, you know, Feelings D4. Like, he a prime example of having a good rotation of producers.
Shout out to, like, VHS. Look, he was outside the door as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we recording, so we have to say
that. Oh, man. All right. Shout out
to gang, though.
Yeah. But like I said, he a prime example, like, of just having that good rotation of producers. Like, same with Rich. Rich, he his own producer, but he got me. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, he got Reese and shit, and, you know, we all able to cook up like mad geniuses and shit. So them type of tastes be, you know what I'm saying, next level anyways. Like,
so what makes a good producer? What are like three things you gotta have to be a good producer?
I would say number one should be your vision. Number two should be your ear. And number three should be your ambition. Mm. So, like, as long as you got them three, you cool. Like, if you got an ear for music and you know music, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You all good. If you got the ambition to see it through, it'll go through. You know, so, like I said, as long as you got all three of them, man, you all good. You got to be a visionary, though. Like, you got to have, like, I'd probably say vision a million times, like, talking to you, but it's true. Like, you got to see, like, the ideas, build everything for, like, bring the artist, like, hey, this is what we going to do. I need you to do this right here. Like, then if they don't, you know what I'm saying, they'll do it. You got, like, nah, nigga, like this. Like, I need you to do it just like this. But having that working relationship, like, all of that, like, that's all. It's all facets of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just important. Like, if you got them three things, I think you can be a great producer. But it's, you know, a work on you. You got to put that elbow grease to work. So it's like, but yeah.
I like that. I'll say them three. I like them answers. Okay. Obi-Wan Kenobi. You just seem very wise. So I know a producer around the Chicagoland area, maybe somebody that's up and coming, they're going to see this and be like, get to taking notes. Like, damn, you know what? Let me run it back. Let me work on it. 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 Let me work
on it. It'll be on my debut album, dropping next month, Love Language.
Debut album.
I wouldn't say, like, it's been a minute. I haven't released an album since 2021, so it's been a little minute. I mean, it's album 3 for me, but I feel like, in a way, like, doing something different. This is kind of a debut album, so it's like...
I like that.
But yeah, like, got my boy VHSP on there. He blessed me with the heat, so we was able to bring, once again, some, like, you know what I'm saying, some good ideas together.
Hit the strip club or something. I don't know.
Making them hits.
That's lit. And I love VHSP. I'm sorry I left you outside the door. You still gang though. But I love him. He's definitely one of my favorite artists. Y'all definitely sound great together. The matchup is...
Yeah, I was trying to... He went crazy with Phyllis D4. Like, definitely, if y'all ain't heard that, please go tap in with that. That's Mr. R&B right there. For real. Like, he holding it down.
That's super dope. I love that. So you said that's gonna be like the vibe of the whole project.
Yeah, man. Nice. Yeah, we got some other stuff cooked up. This album, like, I was trying to get back to, like, kind of like what I did with my first album, like, Rare Rocky. Like, I'm really good at, like, sampling. Like, that's my thing. Okay. Like on some yay shit, like, I'll throw, like, 3 different samples together, and you'd be like, bro, this consists of all these songs. Like, yeah, it's just different elements, but... Like, I got back to that, like, what was part of me. Like, when I did Magenta, I was trying to make, like, an industry side, like, version of myself, like, where I can make those industry sounds. But I ain't really have love in it when I was making that album. Like, I still I think it's a good album, but I didn't have the same love in it like how I did with, like, Rare Rocket. Like, I spent years working on that tape, and it was only just because... I was, like, transitioning from, like, my original producing into, like, who I am now. So, getting all the guys on there, like, that I wanted on there, that also held up the tape. So, I waited 3 years to get that tape out the door. But, like, I really had a certain love for that tape, though. Like, that's why I still saw it through. And, but, like, with this tape, I kind of got back to that. I kind of got back to, like, what really made Red Cloud, like, fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with my sampling, my choice of selection. I mean, I got some other stuff on here that, you know, obviously I cooked up myself, but, like, my sampling game is, like, crazy. As you just heard, like, shout out Rihanna. Don't sue
her.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, I brought that back to life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about that. Like, so yeah, that's what this album consists of. Some samples, some R&B, some different R&B, like, some me and VHSP shit, like. We kind of just got our own sound, as you hear, like, so yeah, like, we trying to make them new waves. So yeah, a lot of artists will be on this tape. I ain't gonna name everybody, y'all, cause literally it's so many people. Okay. You know, a lot of females. A lot of these people I've never worked with before. So shout out 4. I will shout out 1. Shout out 4. Shout out Cedar. Shout out Sheree Scott. Like, so yeah.
And when will this be coming out? When will this?
All right, so. It's looking like it's going to be November 11th.
November
11th? Yeah.
Okay, y'all heard what he said.
November 11th.
So November 10th, I'm making a reminder, PSA, to everybody to use
it. Yeah, we got a lot of hits on here for sure.
Nice. I fuck with that. I'm excited. I love when just a whole bunch of different artists come together for one. But yeah, sampling it'd be a hit or miss with people. So I'm happy that, you know, you're somebody that actually takes your time with samples. You mix them good. Sounds beautiful. Sounds lit. That's the type of sample you got to go back and get like, is that? I think that's, you know, like, that's dope.
I mean, you seem like a real music head, so I think you'll appreciate, like, which ones I did go back and sample. Because, like you said, if you're going to sample something, you got to make it fire.
You got to make it purposeful. So, yeah.
Just be like, yeah, I sampled that. Like, facts. It's got to be some heat. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm trying to tell you, like, I think you'll appreciate, like, the samples that I did choose, like, the songs, how I flipped them, like. This out on fire. Like, ooh. This might be my best work. Okay. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay.
I done did a lot of projects, but this might be at least, you know what I'm saying, just myself having true control, like creative, all of that. Like, yeah, this might be my best work. So, which is great.
We gonna see.
I'm in my prime.
We gonna see what's up. Cause November 11th around the corner the whole time. So we gonna see what's up.
Single dropping later.
Oh, later when?
Probably later this month. That flowers will be
dropping. Oh, this will be dropping later this month?
Yep.
Okay, before Halloween. You know, yeah, I gotta know because I gotta be specific.
Yeah, because I don't want to run into Halloween with that. So yeah, probably here in the next week and a half we'll probably drop it. I wanted to preview it on here first.
Yes.
Let you be. I want your opinion.
And we feeling it. I love it. Like I said, to me that's a vibe song. I love a strip club, so for me that's a song. I could just picture me listening to in a strip club, just on some real chill. Like anyway, but I appreciate you letting me get a snippet of that. Super fire, love it. Now. I've been grilling you, and I appreciate you for just standing two toes. We're going to get to the 10 minutes of honesty, y'all. Uh-oh. Y'all know this is like one of my favorite parts of the interview.
Uh-oh.
You feel me? But I heard you was a wild boy, so I feel like you good.
Yeah, come on, let's roll.
I feel like you all right.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's see, y'all. Let's see. The pink ones was a little spicy last time, ooh. So we're just going to start with it. We're just going to go strong. Yeah. Let's go ahead. We're just going to do that.
You got?
Nah, we ain't
do that. Damn, that's spicy start, dog. Hold on.
Let me see. Okay. What is your favorite sex position?
Man, I had to say from the back. Gotta clap. Gotta clap in cheeks.
Now, do they say thick girls take dick better than skinny girls? What's the truth?
Man, I feel like if she could take dick, she could take dick.
It doesn't matter the booty size.
I done seen some of the thick ones run. It'd be like, come on now, you got all this ass. You better stop playing.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
No, they say skinny girls a little more narrow. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like she could take the dick, she could take the dick.
Okay, next question. Biggest regret you've ever experienced?
Man. Okay. We take it back to high school. I regret not going to prom all 4 years because I had the opportunity.
You didn't go to prom at all?
I did 1 year. I didn't go to prom. I went to prom junior year. I had the opportunity to go freshman year. I got asked out by a senior. Senior, sophomore year. And I asked out a junior year. And then I got, when I was a senior, a girl asked me out. But yeah, I got asked out by a girl every 4 years, all 4 years.
Okay, we see you. We see you, Romeo. So you only went 1 year then?
I only went 1 year.
So why do you regret not going to other times you felt like you should have?
I felt like those are certain things that like other people don't experience. You know, it's just high school, so we look back on it like, I don't care.
That's
but,
true.
But like, you know, just to be able to say you did that. Like, so okay. I guess that's like a regret of mine that I think I should have did.
Okay, I fuck with that. Was you wild in high school? High school was lit for me.
Yeah, high school was lit.
Great time.
I was a rare student. I was like, I was bad, but I was also good because I was good in class. I just, you know what I'm saying, every once in a while, you know, you cut up, like being a class clown, but I was also an honor roll student. So it was always weird seeing me in school suspension. They'd be like, bro, you got straight A's, you got A's and B's. What are you doing in here? Like,
it's balance.
I'll be kicking it too much.
You know, it's balance. That's okay. Yeah. That's why I had to get up out of there. Okay. Name your favorite body part on a woman.
I'll probably have to say the ass. That ass. Is just something about it.
The ass, that ass.
Them cheeks. I'll price ass.
That ass. Are you a BBL man or a natural booty man?
I grew up with natural girls, so I'm not like, you know what I'm saying, the younger men, like, where, yeah, I'm cool. I like me a regular girl.
Some BBL, of the BBLs cool. are decent, though. Yeah, some cool. of them, I mean, some of them a little.
I'll take one if it was there, but, like, I mean, naturally.
You'll take one if it was there.
Yeah, I'll take one if it was there. But naturally, I prefer the natural girl, though.
Thanks.
She real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. How much sex is too much sex?
Yeah. I'm a guy, so. You know what I'm saying?
The limit does not exist.
Yeah, that don't really exist. But I'd say something that's a little excessive. Probably like in a week's worth, if you like have more sex than the days in the week. You know what I'm saying? So if you had
like twice a day?
Like 2-3 times a day every day, that's
excessive. 7 days, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. The dick be tired after, because y'all dicks get tired at some point from fucking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a little too much for me. I mean, but like, you know what I'm saying? One for every day. I mean, I'm cool with that, but.
Once a day.
Yeah.
I feel like once a day is cool.
Yeah, once a day, for sure.
That's a nice average amount of time. Maybe more on the weekends.
Yeah, for sure more on the weekend. Nigga be stressed out on the weekend. All right, I'll double back on it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Next question. Let's pick an orange one.
Orange ones ain't spicy. Mild.
Name a movie you're ashamed of liking.
That's random.
It's definitely random. Some of these were sent in by some fans.
Damn. I don't really feel like anything I ever watched, I was like unashamed of. Maybe let's change it to like dislike or something.
You ain't got nothing like only you like?
I don't know. Maybe I like the Back to the Future trilogy, but I know a lot of people don't like Back to the Future. I don't know why, but. I like the Back to the Future.
I like the first one. I didn't watch the rest, but the first one was busted for me.
I thought the second one was the better one.
Okay. Is that the one where you go back to his mom?
Yeah, that's when the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, okay. That was decent.
So I think that was the best one. Third one was like,
I don't even remember. So you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. Okay, we got two more. Can you fall in love after a one-night stand?
Man, Future taught us not to do that.
The voice changed just then. You just got real serious.
Hey.
You just got very serious.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it because I don't want to come on like I'm judging people, but hey, nah, bro, it's the reason why it was a one-night stand. It's like,
damn,
just keep it pushing.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, just keep it pushing.
So there's rules for a one-night stand.
I would say yes.
What's the rules?
These my rules.
Okay, these are rules.
Like, yeah, one-night stand, like, don't. Lose my number, cause we don't need to talk no more. I mean, it was one night, right?
Damn.
Number two, if you follow me on social media randomly, unfollow me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Thirdly, I would say don't talk to me about other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I mean, I never really fuck with you like that. I was just one night thing.
Damn.
So don't be saying like, yeah, like I hooked up with bro. Like, nah, like she lying. I don't know what she talking
Damn.
About. Trying to ruin it for the next.
What if it was a good one-night stand? Does a one-night stand like become like a sneaky link? Like if it was good,
I feel like maybe you
could keep the number. I could see the other shit, but the number, like damn.
I feel like that's his peak though. If it's a one-night stand, like a sneaky link is your peak.
Damn.
Like anything.
You're just gonna stay a sneaky link.
I just feel like, and it's not to judge no woman that do that, but it's like, man, look, if you met her like that, just imagine the next nigga. Like, so it's just like, that's how I think. Like, so if I got her on a one-night stand, she probably just got done with another one-night stand, and there'll be another one-night stand after the fact. Like,
damn. So. Well, that's that. That's that. Okay, last question. What's the hardest lesson you've ever learned?
That probably you shouldn't lie. Like I just think about like life lessons, right? I was taught a lot of them, but I didn't take no joy. One time I had lied to my mom about something that was stupid, but I could see the disappointment on her face because she knew I was lying. So, like, I don't know. I feel like from then, I just quit lying in life.
Damn.
It's like, I don't know. You don't like to disappoint your mom, you know? I guess sometimes I'm speaking as a man, there could be a love and hate relationship with your mom sometimes. Like, you know, like, especially if you ain't got a dad. So it's like, you my mom, why you talking to me like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be a soft spot for me. So I guess when she had put that hat on, it was just like, and I seen her face, I was like, yeah, I'm hurting my mom's feelings. I can't be hurting my mom's feelings. So I quit lying, though. I guess I kind of started keeping it a buck from that day forward. Some people like it, some people don't like it, though. You know, it can come off a little cockiness, or it could come off like, damn, you a little, like, too rough, or, you know, like,
But you feel like there's never a time where you should lie? You always should tell the truth?
I mean, think about it. Like, I don't really know you like that, so why would I sit up here and lie to you about it? Like, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think lying sometimes is, like, shit, like, wasted energy. Like, even building up, like, a whole story and, like, all that, like, it's like, why don't you just be honest with people? I feel like that's a lost art in society, though. Like, communication, being honest, being truthful. Like, it's like, I don't know. I guess I was raised on, like, you know, being truthful, like, being honest. So, I mean, not saying I lie, you know what I'm saying? But I try to walk a straight line. Like, you'll have your times where if it calls for the situation, you know what I'm saying, you'll tell a lie. But overall, no, I don't think so. Like, I think you should be honest with people up front. You know, that's just my opinion.
Facts. You ain't wrong. Definitely beasted.
Positive or negative.
Definitely beasted on the 10 minutes of honesty. Definitely did your thing on that for sure. Didn't hold nothing back. So, y'all see him, don't have no one-night stand, okay? Moral of the story, because he ain't going to call you or acknowledge you or nothing. So, outside of the music, I mean, is there any other business ventures that you're into or that you dabble in?
I come from a family of entrepreneurs. So, like, I guess I'm always in a consistent, like, bubble, like, of what's a new idea you can do, like, what can you excel at doing, like, what's the next trend where you can make money, stuff like that. So, I guess I like, when you're an entrepreneur, your eye is on everything because you never know what can become the next thing in a sense. So, I would say that I just kind of been dabbling in different, like, business adventures and trying new stuff. Like, even if it doesn't succeed, like, just being able to say, hey, I attempted that to try to get that a go. So I would probably say that's what I do on, like, the other side, like, when I'm not working and, you know what I'm saying, doing music and being a father and all of that stuff. So, like, that's what I guess I can occupy my time with.
Okay. So. Thanks. Well, you are a producer, you know, and you have a lot of great things that are going to be coming out. And you seem, again, like you're very intuitive and just intentional with everything that you do. So what's, you know, a piece of advice you could give somebody that's aspiring to really get into producing?
Just be yourself. Don't hear somebody production and be like, I got to make music like, bro, like, or your favorite artist, I got to make music like this. Like, you should make what's true to yourself. Because, like, when the music true, people gonna gravitate. So, I mean, that's my best advice. Like, just don't be so hung up on, like, oh, man, my favorite artist make this, so this is all I'm gonna make. You gotta have different ears. You gotta be able to hear different sounds. So, like, that's the biggest thing. Like, just don't stay on one sound, one artist, one. You got, man, so many people that do music. There's so many different genres. That's the other thing, listening to different music, not just rap and hip-hop just because you're trying to produce in that genre. Like, also listen to alternative rock, listen to country, listen to, you know what I'm saying, all these other artists, R&B, like, because there's a lot of good artists out there. We just don't hear about them because mainstream ain't pushing that. If you ain't Sexy Red right now, they ain't trying to hear that shit.
Facts.
So toxicity is what they trying to promote.
Facts. You gotta do a little digging. You gotta be intentional and take the time to search through that. So I definitely feel you with that. I listen to a lot of rock a little more nowadays. It's a lot more black country artists as well. And yeah, I mean, it's inspirational. It's creativity, if anything. You know, it's creativity. True. So what's, like, a big goal for VHS Club? What's something we can see from the gang as a whole in the next year or so?
At this point in the game, like, shit, we trying to be the next. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we got all the talent in the world. Like, we got VHSP, we got Rich Chris, we got Walkman, we got Lyrics Fresh. You know, so, like, we got Lil JJ now. We just added, you know what I'm saying, new members and all that. So we got the talent to kind of take it to the next level with the artists that we got in front of you. I just feel like, I don't know if it's going to take that one project or that one song, because I feel like everything we put out is just, it's next level. There ain't no comparison. Like, so I feel like that's the next step for us, though, to be able to be like, yeah, we in the industry, we signed to such and such, or we just blew up and stayed independent. You know what I'm saying? Now we're the hottest, like, you know, charting in the indie, you know, and all of that. So making money, like, all organic. Because, shit, we got the foot, all the foot soldiers to do it. Like, shit, so... I don't know. I feel like that's next. Like, club on.
Next.
You know what I'm saying? Next. Like for real. Like, shit. Cole Bennett doing the video. You know what I'm saying? Like, we collabing with, like, top artists. Like, that's the vision that I got for us here in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Just all about it. We can get the right strings pulled and put everything together. So.
Facts.
So, yeah.
Definitely. I think y'all definitely will be that mainstream independent company. I see y'all taking shit over. I see motherfuckers coming to run and sign with y'all. That's definitely the vibe I get from y'all.
Yeah, man, we gonna be the next No Limit, Cash Money.
Real talk. Like, real talk. I definitely see that. And you got the perfect collaboration of people. I mean, the structure, the way that y'all put out things, you know, the Vintage World vlogs, just all everything as a whole. It's just such a nice brand. Like, I fuck with that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Appreciate you fucking with our vision, for
of
real.
Of course. Y'all gang, like I said, I just need my VHS name, alias, however y'all want to work that out. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get you
Chris,
right.
Rich, y'all want to think about that, do what y'all got to do. I can wait on that. But definitely make sure you let everybody know, you know, where they can follow you, tune in with you, keep up with you.
All right, yeah. I'm on IG, Red Cloud Beats. I got music dropping here soon. Once again, you can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, all major streaming platforms on the Red Cloud. Yeah, definitely tap in. I just had a EP that came out about a week and a half ago now.
Okay.
So that was that anonymously to you. But yeah, just kind of tap into some of my EPs, because that's what I released after. Because I did 2 albums, 2 mixtapes. Then I did 3 EPs to kind of get to this point with the album. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where you can find me. That's what's already out, what's to come. Yeah, let me shout out some projects real quick. Walking on Clouds, Walkman coming soon. Untitled album with me and Lyrics Fresh coming soon. Please Excuse My Revenge with Young Rich Chris coming soon. The Eatery with my boy Z Ricky coming soon. Tay 16, Narcissist coming soon. Dang, I got a lot of stuff, like a lot of stuff that's gonna be dropping here soon with all the guys, and you know what I'm saying, and what we got coming out on the slate. Another untitled Rich Chris project. So
yes.
Yeah, so we working. Yeah, nothing but heat coming. Lil JJ just dropped 2. Y'all go tap in with that. Go Run Bro tape up. So Feelings D4 out, VHSP. I got to shout out the game, man. We got so much music coming, so much music out. So definitely go tap in with that. Rich Chris, Walkman, sold out dates. That's still a banger. If you ain't heard that, go tap in with them. So
definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And then if people want to book you or they want to work with you, they can just DM you,
Either email me or DM me on through Instagram. Like, I got, you know, all my credentials up there and stuff. So tap in with me if you want to work. I'm always down to work, even though I got a lot on the slate.
Busy man.
Yeah, part of being a vice president, though. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta
do a lot of stuff, so.
Yes. Red Cloud in the building, y'all.
Let's go.
Okay, he slid through.
Let's go.
He slid through the purple room. I definitely appreciate that. You dropped hella knowledge today. I didn't know you was going to come like this.
Walk, you know what I'm saying?
I think I learned some things today during the interview for show. So
okay,
I'm going to be checking y'all producers from now on. It's up. Now I know what y'all need to have is up. But no, I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm a big fan of VHS Club. I think y'all are just futuristic as fuck. Even though you have that vintage flow, y'all just light years ahead of the game. So keep me in tune. Definitely let me know when things are dropping. I would love to, you know, review it and just continue to see y'all grow. Y'all doing y'all shit.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And I'm ready for your shit, definitely. So he said November 11th, y'all.
November 11th.
The 10th. Coming. I'm putting out a PSA. No, I'm just kidding. But I'll be looking for that.
Nah, for real. Yeah, it's coming. Like I said, got a lot of artists on there. Yeah, I'm just like, once again, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I came across you when you, Rich had told me about when he sent you the thrill. He was like, yeah. He's like, bro, she loved that song. I was like, all right. Tap in with her. I gotta go tap in with her now. She fucking with the vibes and shit. So yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Glad to be a part of this show.
Let's go. Definitely come back anytime you want to come, slide back through. Love to have you back in the purple room.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate everybody for tuning in to Pillow Talk Podcast. Y'all already know Chicago's top podcast of 2023.
Let's go.
Sending love and light to all y'all, man. Season 4 been so fucking lit.